the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, Gardaí believe they disrupted the activities of a major international drug smuggling gang on Thursday when they arrested 10 men in West Cork. The men are suspected of trying to land a consignment of cocaine from a ship offshore near Skibbereen. To find out more about Ireland's role in the logistics of international drugs and that business, we're joined now by investigative journalist Nicola Tallant. Nicola, you're very welcome. First, who is suspected to be behind the foiled landings of these drugs?
Well, so it's still sort of, I mean, the information, to be honest with you, in this case seems to be slightly sketchy, not quite as clear as in the last case when the meth was caught in Cork Harbour. There is a Dutch man who appears to be the kind of the leader of the operation, but there's connections back to Spain, to Colombia. The drugs are believed to have been sourced from Colombia through Venezuela. The information, look, we never know exactly what intelligence has come through to the Gardaí or to law enforcement. We never actually hear the exact details of that. But looking at it from my point of view, from having, you know, dealt with this sort of thing for years, it seems that the information is not complete and they're still uncovering exactly who is behind this. I heard suggestions the other day that there was a sort of a logistical, an overlord logistical from the Iranian regime. And we know that, for example, the Kinahan organisation in their current state, based in the Gulf, are working as fixers for Iranian and Russian regimes who are transporting drugs across the world to fund their terrorism.
Yeah, and when you look at the likes of Iran and Russia, perhaps, it raises the question then of why Ireland? You know, what is it about? Is it purely down to geographical location as to a part that this location could play in the global supply of drugs?
Well, lots of different reasons. And I suppose from a very basic point of view, if you draw a straight line from where the drugs are coming to where they're going, you know, you come across our coastline. And it's probably with all those coves and those beaches down around the rugged coastline, which is West Cork and Kerry and other parts, there's plenty of opportunities to land it. I mean, what they're ultimately trying to do is get these drugs into Europe. There we have, in the last Europol estimate, a €10.5 billion cocaine market, a demand that's absolutely hungry for this product. So they're trying to land it, they're trying to get it in. And whether that comes through Ireland and goes on across the UK and into Europe, they need to land that first mothership, that first motherload. What you can definitely tell from this operation, given the sophistication of it, with the divers, you know, with the possible navigational tools, the underwater proofing of the cocaine, if they find that, it's very, very sophisticated. This was not a small load that was being landed. This was going to be a multi-tonnage load.
And when you look, Nicola, you look at the more recently, some of the high-profile cases that have arisen and big findings and seizures, is there a sense that the authorities here are getting better at finding it, being more successful?
I think that there's definitely much more. I mean, this sounds corny, but there's an awful lot more communication between the European police forces and sharing of information. And that is key to it. The drug gangs are all working together. So you alone as a country, as a law enforcement, aren't going to get places really unless you're cooperating. And I think really when the European borders opened, when Europol became this sort of essentially joint policing force that we were all going to share information, it seems to have taken a long, long time for that trust to have built. And really, I think we're only seeing it in the last 10 years. So in a lot of cases, the information for this could have come from Spain, it could have come from the Netherlands, it could have come from further afield, from Colombia, where we now have actually based members of the Garda Síochána as liaison officers. So there is this kind of movement in law enforcement to become just a much more together force. And that's where you're seeing the successes and always those big successes are from a multi-pronged, you know, legal point of view.
The complexity of these supply chains, they involve so many different people doing different things, whether it's just ordinary guys on ships, you know, who may not even be paid that much money, to fairly sophisticated technology.
Yeah, I mean, the technology, like, if you look at that, I mean, go back to 2006 when you had the Lucky Day ship caught off the coast of Cork, caught because of bad weather and because one of the members of the team put diesel in a petrol engine and the bloody rib sank and all the coke ended up in the sea. But, I mean, if you go back to that, it's the same point. They're trying to transport that cocaine. They have a huge reward. There's, you know, they can make 500 times what they buy it for if they land it successfully in Europe. But what you have is a collection of people who are sometimes fishermen working out in the Caribbean, sometimes they're sailors, sometimes they're divers. They're all sorts of people from all sorts of different parts of society. And in the case of the Lucky Day back in 2006, one of them was an ex-member of the Met Police who sort of quit the job for far more criminal work. But these people come together and all they want to make is money. Now, there definitely is a situation where there are people being threatened. There have been, you know, the EncroChat hack has shown that. There was fishermen threatened around, you know, the Netherlands, around Belgium, etc. There's a bit of that, but by and large, people want to make money. And there's huge money to be made. And if you're a sailor with a boat in the Caribbean and something has happened to your boat, there's been a storm and it's damaged and all of a sudden you lose your earning capabilities, somebody comes along and offers you 100,000 to transport for one sailing across the Atlantic. It's very, very tempting.
And then all of a sudden you get caught and you're in jail. But it's hard to even know whether we're scratching the surface given the scale of the operations. But thank you very much for joining us. Nicola Tallant there.